Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up this beautiful Sunday morning. This is Michael Van Tool right here on blogtalkradio.com. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the line. We just had a little technical hiccup there, but Kimberly Batchelor Davis, good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Great. All right. I can hear your voices loud and clear, and it's a good sign. Good morning, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. How are you?
I am well this morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Kimberly. And good morning to our listening audience.
Great. All right. And, of course, the Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins. Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. Livinois Dental Care, keep your smile bright. We'd like to welcome Woodson, AAA, and Rochester to the program this morning. Good morning, Henrietta Ivy. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning to all the beautiful people in Detroit.
Great, great. All right. Let's. Of course, you know, missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights is coming up in about 20 minutes, and you know, time flies. I can't believe how fast these Sundays go. Guys, back to back, it's amazing how fast these days go by here, but it's a great day today. All right, let me just thank a few people before we go straight to the latest in news and weather. Optimal IT Solutions, if you need help with your desktop or laptops or computer repairs, you need some new computers installed, Optimal IT Solutions is my go-to guy. Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. Livinois Dental Care, keep your smile bright. They have the best dental hygienists and dental assistants, lab technicians, and office staff to show that the best customer experience comes from genuine care and concern. Our goal is to ensure every appointment is comfortable, that you are relieved of any pain and discomfort, and that we exceed all your expectations. Livinois Dental Care, keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709. Heaven Sent Home Support Services is a home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with services like personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, and much more. You can reach Heaven Sent Home Support Services at 248-262-7111. My favorite candidate for Detroit City Council, she has a community fair and pop-up shop coming on June 5th at Mansfield Diversity Park, and that's at Rutherford in Diversity on Detroit's west side, right in the middle of District 7. So bring your checkbooks, bring your credit cards. The Michael Van Tool Show has a table set up at her community fair, and that's Erica Maria's Community Fair and Pop-Up Shop, Detroit City Council candidate for District 7. Looking forward to that. And I'm just looking forward to being outside on a nice warm day. They're going to have vendors, bounce house, games, face paint, food, and free PPE supplies. And I got an advance little bag of some of the stuff that will be given out, and it's great, so get there early. I'm looking forward to a really nice day there. All right. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather right after these messages.
Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is...
All right, we are back. In the news this morning, federal agencies are investigating at least two possible incidents on U.S. soil, including one near the White House in November of last year that appears similar to mysterious, invisible attacks that have led to debilitating symptoms for dozens of U.S. personnel abroad. Multiple sources familiar with the matter tell CNN that while the Pentagon and other agencies probing the matter have reached no clear conclusions on what happened, the fact that such an attack might have taken place so close to the White House is particularly alarming. Defense officials briefed lawmakers on the Senate and House Armed Services Committees on the matters earlier this month, including on the incident near the White House. That incident, which occurred near the Ellipse, the large oval lawn on the south side of the White House, sickened one National Security Council official, according to multiple current and former U.S. officials and sources familiar with the matter. For years, the U.S. government largely ignored reports of mysterious flying objects seen moving through restricted military airspace, but it is now slowly beginning to acknowledge that UFOs, which the Pentagon refers to as unidentified aerial phenomena, are real. While it is certainly premature to speculate as to whether these flying objects come from another world, the U.S. military has recently confirmed the authenticity of several videos and images showing encounters with unidentified flying objects, fueling questions about what the Pentagon knows about such incidents and others like them. Next month, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and other agencies are scheduled to deliver unclassified reports on UFOs to Congress. An elderly man had the wrong leg amputated during surgery, a hospital in Austria admitted. The 82-year-old was due to have his left leg removed on Tuesday, but due to human error, the right leg was amputated above the knee instead. The error occurred at after a hospital worker mistakenly put a preoperative mark on the wrong leg, the hospital said. It was Thursday morning in the course of the standard wound dressing change that the tragic mistake occurred, caused by human error was discovered, said a statement from the clinic, which is located near Austria's border with the Czech Republic. The patient was suffering from numerous medical conditions and ailments affected both his legs. Following the mistake, the man needed to have the correct leg removed above the knee as well. All right, let's see who has some news and other comments to add. Let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivey, community activist and health home care advocate. The floor is yours.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Michael. So listen, this is coming out of CNN Politics. Story is about the Wyoming senator running against Cheney for the House seat has revealed he had impregnated a 14-year-old when he was 18 years old. Now, mind you, the story tells about the Republican state senator who's running against the Liz Cheney. And he openly admitted it on Thursday that back in his teenage years, he fell in love with a 14-year-old. He really tried to dress it up as, you know, with two teenagers falling in love, the things the teenagers do. Two teenagers fall in love, girl get pregnant, guy marry girl. It's a Romeo and Juliet type situation. And he really, really, you know, tried to hide this as other than statutory rape, right? And it goes on to say that he married her when she turned 15 because the law allowed him to do so. And then he ended up getting married to another woman. She killed herself a month after after they were married. She was 20 years old, and she ended up killing herself. All of this stuff that what bothers me is this is what the Republicans support. It's almost mimicking the same situation when Donald Trump openly admitted how he had a right to grab women by their private parts, and nobody blinked an eye about it in the Republican Party. Now, mind you, he's a strong Trump supporter. So he, you know, I'm trying to figure this out. Is this what the Republican Party really want? These are the type of people they want serving
they're,
the community?
They're blind.
You know what
to
I'm saying? It's like all
yeah,
this stuff is like mimicking each other.
They're blind to their own failings. They're blind to that stuff. They don't even see it. They see everybody else's, but they don't see their own.
Exactly.
That guy's got a lot of baggage. And
lots
how
of
could,
baggage.
How
I
could
get
they
into
defend
all of
him?
It, but I, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can defend it. It defies logic. It does not make any sense at all.
Not at all.
They're oblivious to what each of them do. They're oblivious to their own failures.
Yeah, you know
amazing.
What I think, Michael, also, not only are they oblivious, I think this is the type of crowd they run with. If you ain't done something in there to hurt somebody or prove that you can be a good old boy, you ain't a good old boy. This is just my precipitation of it. Like, what, you know, why, how is it that you guys know about all these dirty deeds and yet you want to scream and, you know, try to make Obama look bad, trying to make Biden look bad, trying to make anybody who's doing the right thing look bad? Is it because they never raped somebody? Is it because they never touched somebody in the private? Is it because they haven't avoided tax paying their taxes? You gotta. I mean, it's like all these guys.
I think it's the fact that to them, this political stuff is a religion to them, and it's everything to do with politics, everything to do with conservatism, right wing, nationalism. That is their religion. Everything else is not, does not rank. But as long as you're on the right, on the far right, you're standing up for nationalism and conservative causes and Republican causes, then that's what's supreme. It's their religion.
Mm-hmm.
So everything else doesn't matter. They're living
right
in this little closed world. They really are. I'm glad you brought
that
out.
They really shouldn't.
they can't it's really hard for me to understand how did they try to close themselves off from a world that
they
that people hired them to. Even the Republican Party took and trusted that they were going to do what was right for the people. So when you close yourself off into your world, you just I don't see how they can be that oblivious to knowing you have a community to serve. So you just going to get hired in and not do your job and do what you want to do. But that seems to be this good old boy Republican Party.
Yep.
But they have a lot of people in the Republican Party, their constituents, which is the communities that serve, they're supposed to serve, that support it. And you have a lot of people and women who in that Republican Party will be okay with him sleeping with a 14-year-old girl and getting her pregnant and then marrying her at 15.
Unfortunately,
you're okay with that.
Yep, unfortunately, they are. But as long as he's on the right and supporting conservative right-wing causes, they're fine with it. I'm telling you,
it couldn't have been Obama because they had to hung him.
That's right.
It couldn't have been a real grassrooter because we would have been hung by our neck, and
that's
you would have been hearing about it to this day. And Obama had been out of office for a while, but it would have still resurfaced every chance they got. And I threw that in as a comparison as to as long as we can do it, nobody has you shouldn't have a problem with it. But the moment you guys try and do it, oh no, we gotta hang you out to dry. You know, that type of mentality. So
I'm glad
going to be exposed by a lot of their dirty deeds. And I just really hope by the time the real Republican Party, which should be a party to serve the people, surface and we get some work done in this country, because this is getting very scary to say.
Yeah.
And it's really ridiculous that these type of people are sitting in communities. We got rapists and tax evaders and all these kind of folks. I don't understand it.
Yep, we definitely need to expose them. We need to keep it out and tell the story. Kimberly, sorry, I can't even talk today. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Henrietta, for that. I want to just add one quick comment because I do have a new story. So when Republicans talk about how religious they are, I want to give them scripture to think about. Matthew 7:5 says, you deceive yourself. First take the log out of your eye, and then you'll see clearly to take one out of your brother's or your sister's eye. So
right.
A lot of times,
preach.
You know, when we talk about stuff, I'm like, you got to look, people need to look at what they're doing before you start looking at other people. And Republicans are real quick to point out what everybody else does wrong and not what they do. But anywho, so I have another wonderful news story. Instead of dirty looks, a kind stranger laid on the ground to calm a boy with autism amid his meltdown. Now, Michael, you have children. Henrietta and Chrissy, you have children. So, you know, when your kids have a temper tantrum when they were little, you were probably like, ooh, you know, just really, really hard. So heroic deeds come in all shapes and sizes. Some of them require bravery in the face of danger. Others result from a simple random act of compassion. Natalie Fernando was taking her 5-year-old autistic son, Rudy, affectionately known as Rue, for a seaside walk when the little boy spiraled into a meltdown. She said, my son loves to walk, but he hates to turn around and walk back. We usually try to walk in a circuit to avoid this, but on his favorite walk with the boats, we have no choice but to turn back. This will often lead to a meltdown, one which I can normally handle, but on the back of 2 weeks out of school today was too much for him and me, she explained. The promenade at South End on the Sea is a popular strolling spot in Essex, England. Knowing she and Rudy were drawing attention and that her son's outburst might go on for an hour, Fernando was apologetic, but she soon found herself subjected to the reproachful stares and comments of passerby. That's when a total stranger named Ian stopped to ask if she was okay. When Fernando explained what was going on, as if it was the most natural thing in the world to do, he lay down on the ground close to Rudy and engaged him in a conversation. The calming maneuver quickly turned the situation around. After Rudy recovered his composure, Ian walked Rue and his mom back to their car. Fernando says, I wish there were more of this type of man around, and I am beyond thankful, she said. I will not forget his kindness. Thanks, Ian, from South End Seafront. You truly are a kind man. In addition to her gratitude, she hopes that Ian's unselfish behavior might inspire others to look deeper before making social judgments themselves. Said a lot at the moment, in a world where you can be anything, be kind, she wrote. Words are easy. These actions are not always easy. This man is living the word, and I couldn't be more grateful. If you see a parent struggling, maybe take the time to say, are you okay? Don't judge the parenting. Try not to judge the child. Just be kind.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you for
that's
sharing
that. That's a beautiful story. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So important now because I was just looking at Click on Detroit about yet, you know, another argument that turns into a shooting. You know, how many times have you heard that those interactions with people, if they can immediately go downhill? So thank you for that. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, good morning.
Good morning. And I didn't get a chance to say good morning to Henrietta, so good morning.
Good morning.
Kimberly, what a beautiful story, especially when we have so many parents that are dealing with children with that are differently abled or dealing with autism. We need to spread that kindness around the world and not judge. So this morning, I thought about today is Pentecost Sunday. And just really quickly, because I know at 9:30 we kind of take a shift, but I thought about Pentecost Sunday and the fact that we are celebrating it today. And if you look throughout the Old Testament, it's mentioned in the first five books, but it wasn't always called Pentecost. It was called the Feast of Harvesting. But today we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, and we look back in the book of Acts, the second chapter. It talks about when the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles and others, and we talk about how it's the beginning of the church. So as you go throughout your beautiful day today, we've been having amazing weather. Think about the fact that God did not leave us comfortless. He came, he died, he was resurrected, but he didn't leave us comfortless. He left his spirit here so that it can guide us, help us to restrain ourselves, help us to love, help us to be kind, help us to be a blessing to others, and so that we can have that connection with him. So let's celebrate Pentecost Sunday today, and let's remember that it started the dispensation of grace, a whole new dispensation. And oftentimes as we go throughout our day, we need his grace, his mercy, his love, his spirit, and his care. And as we receive his grace, his love, and his spirit, let's share that with others. So happy Pentecost Sunday.
Amen.
Happy
Thank you.
Sunday.
Thank you, Evangelist Christy. You know, because most of us, that's all we're running on is mercy and grace. It ain't nothing else. That's all we're running on. I'm telling you. Man, thank you. All right, Kimberly, what is the weather like other than warm right now?
So it add is. Humid and add hazy. It's 76 right now, but it's great because this feels like summer, so let's continue to enjoy this. But morning and midday will be the driest portions of the day. We're going to get a lot of scatter showers today. So if you want to get out and do any boating or get golfing or anything that you want to do outside, you should do that before lunchtime is over. Sunday afternoon, we'll have scatter showers and thunderstorms, and it will be very warm again today. Our highs will be near 85 degrees. And then Sunday night will be partly to mostly cloudy after midnight, and we'll have cooler conditions with lows in the 60s. And so tomorrow on Monday, we'll have more scattered showers, 82, 66. On Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 90 degrees again, a low of 68.
Whoa.
On Wednesday, more chance of showers. It'll be a high of 85, a low of 56. On Thursday, we start to cool down. So, Christy, you might have to bring your sweater back out. I'm sorry. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 74 and a low of 51. Friday will be the coolest day out of the week. We'll have scattered showers with a high of 69 and a low of 52. And then on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy again with a high of 73 and a low of 61.
Great.
Awesome,
it's all
weather.
Good. Yes, it's all good to me. All right. I know we've got some, you know, we're going to be switching over for Missionary Humphrey and community highlights in a minute. But I did want to mention, I heard, and this is getting back to the mysterious illness that is floating around U.S. properties around the world, including at the White House. I remember when something like this happened in Cuba a few years ago, and they never really got to the bottom of it. But dozens of Americans and American staffers at the U.S. consulate in Cuba came down with a mysterious illness about 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm just amazed that we haven't taken this up to another level. I think the Pentagon and the CIA and our defense people know more about this. And it looks like at the press of a button somewhere, some foreign intelligence or foreign countries can affect the health. And it's some sort of, they said it's some sort of an energy weapon. And this has got to be very serious, but I don't see how we're dealing with it. And I hope that at some point soon that they can, you know, the CIA has a task force that they got together in 2020 to look at these mysterious energy weapons. When it happened in Cuba, they called it a Havana syndrome, and how the U.S. is confronting the problem. Among those investigating the mysterious pattern of possible attacks are the CIA, the State Department, and the Defense Department. I hope they hurry up and get to the bottom of this, because just imagine if they start to turn that on us, on American citizens. Some people already think that this COVID stuff is an attack on America.
Of course.
Last year, you know, and I think they, so I still believe that. I believe this was a biological weapons attack, and and they probably are very certain who did it. But you know, if we admit that we know, then you know we're probably in a war. You know, over 360,000 plus Americans have died from COVID-19. I think this is just the beginning of these type of attacks. And then also the UFO, this UFO stuff, I believe that they know more. But the one thing I don't understand is why they're hiding stuff like this. Why are they hiding what they know? That I don't get. All right. I just wanted to say that. We'll talk about it some more at another time. But Missionary Humphrey's coming up, and we'll be right back with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey right after these messages.
Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency.
I'm on some I once was blind, but now I see he could have let me go astray. Thank God for his amazing grace.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace. It was amazing.
So very
amazing.
Good morning. An inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Sewell. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors and candidates here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses. But to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in a time of need. I call her Detroit's spiritual ambassador. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Good morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? When the weakness, even my enemies and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I would seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beautiful of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me and prevail. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall seek me up. Good morning to the South. Good morning to all of the people out there. This is your missionary, Hattie Humphrey. The same old missionary that told you, I'm saved and I'm sanctified.
Saved and sanctified.
It's God and the Lord. Happy today. God bless y'all.
Missionary, the Sunday morning team is here, the superstar team. Let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivey, community activist, home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. And let me say good morning to the beautiful, amazing, outstanding missionary Hattie Humphrey. I love you and thank you for being with us again on Sunday.
Thank you, baby.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kim B. Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit, and good morning, Missionary. It is so wonderful to hear your voice and to be able to be on air with you again.
God bless you, baby.
And from that beacon of light on the east side of Detroit, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, songstress, minister, organizer. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. What a blessing to hear your voice this morning.
God bless all of my children everywhere. God bless you, and I love you. And it's an honor for you all to be around with me in these last and evil days. God bless you, Michael.
Missionary, thank you. It was so nice to have breakfast with you this week. We enjoyed a nice conversation. And let me tell you guys, Missionary is still out here helping and advising pastors and bishops and some. I'm not going to call any names, but she talks to some on a regular basis. From the moment she gets up in the morning, her phone calls come in, and sometimes, missionary, how many messages do you have on your recorder at times? You've got like so many.
Yeah, right now on my private phone, we have something like 6 or 7 and been in a race. And some of what I do is when the Lord blessed me and I feel like I called some of them, some of the ministers across the country, Georgia, called me for, still think I'm young, I guess they still call for information and asking, they're right, because so many of them gone. And at 93, I don't mind telling, I'm already leaving. Soon as I get off the air now, I am dressed to go to my church in Mayflower. And then after that, Tony going picking me up. We're going to speak in Saginaw or somewhere in Michigan. I'm still on the road.
Look at that.
And
look
I said, let me tell you this. All right, but I'm going to bring my car back, and they're going to pick me up.
Look at that. Look, Missionary's Day is already planned out. It's already booked, okay? She's already heading out the door. And, yeah, you literally have to have help downloading your messages. You usually have to have somebody help you download all those messages when they come in every week. It's amazing. Yes, people don't realize, you know, how many people talk to you each week, even, like you said, even at 93.
It's a blessing. But let me say this to my young and to all of the missionaries out there. It's like time of old. It's how you live in this world. Whatever you do, I just talked to Van. He called me. It's how, I'm so proud of him. It's how you have lived. And Crisco and all of the staff with the God living right, treating people right. If you do right for God, God will protect you and he will take care of you. But so many people have gone because you live a hypocritical life. On a Sunday, you're on the Lord, and then on the other side the other day. Don't you worry. It's going to catch up with you one way or another. You'll get sick and pray in the church too. But if you stay on the Lord's side like David, no matter what you're going through, God will take you through. Go ahead, y'all, and talk.
I think you're right. Amen. I think you're right, missionary.
Amen.
I think you can carry some of that guilt over the years. You can, when you do things, that guilt stays with you. And I think for some people, it like convicts them and brings them down. And that's, and that grows into bigger things and brings people down. When you do things like that to hurt people, like you said, at some point it does come back. And I think people, we don't know. Didn't they say that, Pontius Pilate, when he washed his hands of the proceedings at Jesus' trial, they said that he had nightmares, he couldn't sleep. Actually, it ruined his family life. And he was, it destroyed him after that, because he knew that that he was letting an innocent man go to the mob, and that by washing his hands of this, that he was actually convicting Jesus at that point. And yeah, he had some nightmares, sleepless nights, ruined the relationship with his queen, with his wife. It was destroyed, and I think that happens to a lot of people too now. It still happens today. When you do things,
you know what, Michael, right there with you, that's a good subject. They be listening. Some of the staff that were right with you, maybe they want a 2-minute hop in on that. These something from the Bible and from people alive that have lived can talk like the disciples did. If you're a witness, you shouldn't be afraid to tell the world what God have done for you. All my staff right there. God has brought you through this here. Tell us about your history, what's going on in your life.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Evangelist Christy, what happens to us when we live a life of deceit and death and destruction? What does that do to us inside?
Well, the Bible says is that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. Oftentimes when we lead a certain life sometimes it's not even pleasing to us. We just do things, and we know that it's not pleasing to God. You have to deal with that conscious mind of yours, right? Because we know what's right and we know what's wrong. And as you mentioned about Pilot, how it affects your everyday life when you consciously make decisions that you know are not approving, they're not right,
it deals with your moral compass and all of that. But we have a choice each and every day, right, to make the right decisions. We have a choice each and every day to be a positive person, to positively impact others. We have a choice every day to trust God, do the right thing, and believe him for positive outcomes. I think about the disciples, how they walked with Jesus all that time, those 3.5 years that they served, and they walked with the Lord. And they still got to a point, some of them, like Dalton Thomas, where he didn't believe. So oftentimes God will allow an experience to happen. You remember when we don't want to get too deep into that, but how Thomas didn't believe and God came directly to him when he appeared to the disciples afterwards, that he had talked with some of them, and then he came directly to Thomas to show him the nails in his hands, the scars, and in his side, because Thomas said, if it's Jesus for real, I need to see the scars and the wounds and all of that. So when we go through our lives and we say things out of our mouths or we make choices that people know that we don't believe, or we're having a moment of doubt, the Lord will come directly to where you are, like he did Thomas. He came straight for Thomas to show him that you can believe me, you can trust me, you can listen to the words that I preached to you over these last years, as he did with the disciples, and you can trust me to know that if you have the right mindset, lean on me, I'll give you positive outcomes. So we have to work towards that every day.
Wasn't it Judas? He felt so bad after he took the silver that he committed suicide, didn't he?
Yes.
And it bothered him so much that he turned Jesus in for those silver. You know, at the time, I'm sure it must have been, you know, a pretty good sum back then, you know. And that's why it's so critical that we learn about right and wrong when we're growing up, because I remember when I was at the bank, there were a number of opportunities where people tried to get me to cash a big check or give them access to a big check. I even had people tell me, if you let me deposit this, it's my uncle's check, I'm gonna sign the back of it. If you let me deposit this in my account, or if you cash it for me, Mike, you can take a couple thousand off the top for yourself. You know, like $10,000, $20,000 check, and then I can have $2,000 or $3,000 just for. But you know what? That would have done. You know, that check would have bounced. And there would have been the bank would have lost over $10,000, and I would have lost my job, because it would come right back to me because I approved the check. So that little $2,000 or $3,000 wasn't even worth it. It wasn't worth my career. It was never worth anything. So, when you do things like that, that guilt comes back to you, and it follows you all the way. You know, this guilt thing has been following people for years. Kimberly, you got something you want to add to that?
Sure. So, you know, Christy is absolutely right. You know, we have to learn the difference between right and wrong. God will show up to us where we are. But God also tells us that he lives within each of us and that our body is a temple. And so I want to I want to read really quickly Matthew 6:21, I believe it's through 23. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. We can also take that same example and talk about people who lie continuously or who are filled with deceit. As you gave the example, Michael, where you said someone wanted you to cash a check that wasn't the right thing to do. There are people who go throughout life looking for the easy way instead of working hard to
quick
do
money.
Things the right way. And so if you're consistently looking for the easy route, you're going about it the wrong way. That is your master. Instead of serving God the way that you should be by glorifying him through your own work.
Well said. Amen. And I'm going to open up the phone lines in a second, but Henrietta, I just want to hear any comments from you.
Well, you know what? I have three comments and three biblical Bible verses I want to mention, and then I'm going to tell you why I chose these Bible verses now that I'm sitting here thinking about life and how the things that I've been blessed with and as you know, how things circle around to these verses. So the first verse is Matthew 22:39. You must love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. The other verse, Luke 6:31. Just as you want men to do to you, do the same way to them. And then Luke 11:28. Happy are those hearing the word of God and keeping it. Now, these three verses touched me because as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about all the things that the blessings and how these blessings came about. And what people got to understand in this world, when you talk about you must love your neighbor as you love yourself, how can you, if you don't love yourself, the same love you give yourself or non-love you give yourself, you're going to give to your community. So we find people hurting other people. So hurt people hurt people. That's just how that rolls, right? So if you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor? If you don't see yourself as valuable, you're not going to value your community. So the Bible tells us we have to love our, it has to start with us in order for us to spill that love out amongst the people of this world. And
Amen.
Just as men do to you, do the same way to them. Now, mind you, when you're out, when people are out here doing selfish things and sneaky things and hateful things, and they expect something good to happen, the Bible verse Luke 6 says, just as men do to you, do the same way to them. So that's almost like an eye for an eye. If you disrespect me, that disrespect is going to come back to you. It's not in my heart to disrespect you, but if you're going to show me some type of threat by nature, by spiritual nature, I got to defend myself. So I'm going to show you what you show me. If you lie to me, then I'm going to show you that you won't lie to me again. So whatever you do to yourself, I'm going to do to you to try to hurt me. I'm going to return that to you. And the last one, Luke 11, happy are those hearing the word of God and keeping it. That simply means to me that I trust the word, that no matter what goes on in my life or what goes on in the life of people in this world, if you believe God, that unseen, undying faith, and keep that word close to you. As missionary has always taught us, the word is your weapon. You keep that everywhere you go.
I like that.
And it says right here, Luke 11, here I'll be hearing the word of God and keeping it. So you got to keep the word of God with you everywhere you go, everywhere, grocery store, gym, school, work, your everyday life, sitting on the porch. You don't know this, sitting on your porch and somebody drive past and knock you over. So, those are my three verses.
Amen. As for me and my house, right? That is so
will
powerful.
Serve the Lord.
Yes. Amen. All right, missionary. Let's go to the phone lines. Our Sunday morning team member at large, Greg Burkhardt, on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everybody. I only got to listen to the last 15 minutes, but it's I loved all the Bible verses. And the talk of loving your neighbor. What's been on my mind lately is all the gun violence and the road, you know, there were 8 road rage shootings in Los Angeles over the last, you know, Friday or Saturday.
Wow.
And it all relates to the same thing of loving your neighbor and, you know, and knowing that God is in your heart and he's watching over you. So you have to act every day as if God or your mom is looking over your shoulder. And,
right.
That's right.
And I'm afraid of both of them sometimes.
You know? I know that's right.
But if you do the right thing, you don't have to be afraid. You know, you just got to be right by people. And this gun violence, and, you know, we finally, I think the polls and surveys they've done is most of the country feels we should do something about this gun violence, but somehow our people in government don't. And we need to sort of reach out and try to change that. It's just gone on too long.
Yes, you are so right, Greg. We're going to go down in history. This is going to go down in world history that America allowed these massacres on a regular basis. We're living it right now. We've been living it our lives, that nothing is being done. Washington is doing nothing about these mass killings. And one thing about it, 100, 200 years from now, they're going to look back and they're going to say, what sick people Americans were back in 2021 and 2018 and 2016 to allow these mass shootings to occur on a daily basis. And all of them, and it's not just mass shooting, it's like last night, there was an argument. How many arguments, and we talked about that when we first came on at 9 o'clock about some of the arguments that turn into shootings. Missionary, people don't know how to deal with conflict. They don't know how to deal with rejection.
That's right.
And they end up shooting. That unfortunately seems to be one of the ways that people deal with differences. Greg Burkhardt, thank you so much. Missionary, go right ahead.
I just want to say to you, I enjoy myself this morning. But I'm asking you to pray for Jerusalem. That's the daughter Davis, and we all were there, walk where Jesus were on 21st. Turn your radio on and listen to what's happening. That's where Jesus, I was baptized, where Jesus were, walk those things to you. Now they're fighting over in Jerusalem, trying to tear it up. That's what I don't understand, but God knows best. We got to pray. Got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then research your Bible. I want all of my staff to just check the listen to what's going on in Jerusalem and the wrong right why they're fighting, trying to United States is trying to
pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
What happened to them affects us a little bit too.
Yeah.
It does.
So I'm so grateful this morning that had a call from Georgia a few minutes ago that said, your people know the Lord, so they know the Lord. Y'all really let that fire out this morning.
That's right. And I enjoyed this morning. I enjoyed all the scriptures and everything because I'm so glad that, you know, at least there is a Sunday and, you know, it's good every day, but definitely to stop, take a break, clear your mind. Before we go into next week, and thank God and praise God, thank him today for what he's done. And Greg Burkhardt, thank you so much. Your words are always powerful and helpful. And yes, we're going to look back. They're going to look back on us in the future, and they're going to wonder what were we thinking back then to do nothing about this mass gun violence that's occurring each day. Thank you so much. Sunday morning team.
Well, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Greg. We appreciate you. And I'm just always excited when, you know, you join and you're always coming prepared. You have it prepared.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So, Missionary, we had a great program this morning. And as I said, it was great having breakfast with you the other day. Oh, and not only is Missionary still giving advice to bishops and pastors and evangelists all across the region, she's also giving advice to candidates. She's still, and that's where I learned one thing about with Missionary, and that is the candidates that we've helped over the years. Missionary was doing this long before she met me, that's one thing that's stuck with me now is carrying that torch and making sure that we have the right people in office, whether it's courts, whether it's city hall, the mayor's office. That's why can't wait for Henrietta to run.
Yeah. All right.
I
hope. 2024
we're waiting.
March, you guys. 2024.
You got,
2024.
You got a team right here. Right here.
Yes,
everybody
that's
here right here on Sunday morning, we're part of the team, I tell you, and we're looking forward to that.
Right.
Missionary was told me to run sometime, what was it, in 2000 and
before I leave this world,
seven or eight or something like that. I mentioned it on the show this morning. You know, I may one of these days, because I saw the list of people, Henrietta, that's running now. Half of them haven't done anything, and they're trying to run.
Nothing.
You know, some of you might have heard, I've said it before, you know, instead of trying to run for something and then trying to get people to endorse you in organizations, get out here and do something first. You know, get a track record and roll
you
up.
Have
and
to
have yes.
Right.
What did you say, missionary?
You have to mix with folk. Go visit folk. I know some people running, just running, and you don't even know the people. You got to get out.
Yep.
Back in the old days, the Church of God in Christ, Baptist, all kinds of folk, with Coleman Young and all the rest of them. You got to learn to deal with folk, and you forget your feelings. You're working for the people. That's why we got.
Amen.
Amen. Now we need to pray. Let me say this. We need to pray for our government. I don't know what the young man is running. I didn't know he was Republican. He's running. Y'all pay attention. Then you have something to talk about. These are serious times.
Yep.
Serious times right now.
Yes, they are.
Running the government, I think. But check it out and check his history.
We will. All right. Let me just thank Attorney Cliff Pascal. You know, for over 50 years, Cliff Pascal has been representing people of all ages and religious and ethnic backgrounds. They've had the opportunity to work with local organizations and churches and labor unions, and they continue to do so. This experience has taught Pascal, Tashman, and Walker to be sensitive to each individual's needs, questions, and concern, and their staff is committed to providing only the highest quality legal services, personal injury, worker disability, medical malpractice, family law and divorce, probate and estates, and real estate. That's our attorney here at Community Highlights, Attorney Cliff Pascal. Here's the number, 248-353-7750. And we got to give a shout out to the great team at Franklin Wright Settlements, one of the oldest nonprofits in Metro Detroit for over 140 years. Helping low and moderate income people in our community. CEO and President Monique Marks and the team, the staff, all working hard to make things better for Detroiters. Thank you, Franklin Wright Settlement. All right, thank you, Sunday morning team, Kimberly, Bachelor Davis, Henrietta Ivy, Evangelist Christy Laster, missionary, this is a great day. Be safe as you're out on the roads today. God bless you all. We'll be right back here next Sunday at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, and I love you all.
Amen.
Love you more.
Thank you. Thank you, missionary.
People living, people. Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we want to see.
Want to see people live.
Yeah.
Father, help us now. I choose to live.